J-Lo is very well known for her magnificent curves. In Hustler, she basically shows the whole ass. Wearing nothing but a little piece of string. Being a mentor to a younger female. In the strip club. Lizzo didn't show anything that she hasn't shown already. Keke Palmer didn't show anything, period. Just her in her magnificent, gorgeous dress and heels. That's it. But J-Lo stole the show because she had the fattest ass in Hustlers, the movie. J-Lo's ass was like a full moon. J-Lo is almost 50 years old. Or she may be over 50. I don't know. But she looks pretty good to show her bare ass for the whole world to see and rewind and watch again and rewind and watch again for the rest of her life and even beyond that. But it's no comparison to a black woman's big, brown, golden, bronze booty. This movie had a lot of pole hustling going on, as Willie D would say. They did not have to do that. Drugging men, women drugging men, is obviously an in female empowerment kind of thing. Because there's no way in hell that I would make a movie about drugging women unless it was titled, Gacy. Or the BTK killer, or something. It'll be some kind of car movie. There's no way possible that a man would be able to make this kind of movie, either in the female strip club where they have men dancing. That is just not where it's going to, or just in regular life. It's just not going to happen. There was nothing, far as I know, because I've never seen Magic Mike, there wasn't no drugging going on in that movie. And another comparison, rich white men. That's all you see is rich white men, and then they're drugging them. All they're drugging is rich white men. That's it. Rich white men, okay? Rich white men. The men that they have to get back at for some reason. I understand, people have issues, people have problems. I understand going after the white man, but a lot of guys don't deserve that, okay? A lot of guys didn't deserve that. But, yeah. The cutthroat. It's just very cutthroat. That's basically what it is. As soon as they start to get into the premise of the movie, the reason why we're talking about this, the reason why people are going to see the movie, Cardi B is just not in that picture because, and I guess there's two reasons why, because she is, from her own account, she would drug them and she would rob them. And then the movie comes out. So I guess she had to go from the director's cut. I don't know if, there is a scene or deleted scenes that will probably come out later. But Cardi B is not mentioned. She is not with the group of girls who drug men and rob them, because that's all this movie really is about. I have no sympathy for it. It's just dumb. It's ridiculous. It's stupid. It's sexist. Stripping, okay, stripping and modeling are equally connected because they're both image-based, okay? Most of strippers are models on the side, so they have the strip club, but they're modeling on the side. You can model, you know, a catalog, or you can model for a men's magazine or a fashion or all kinds of things. But because they're photogenic, people want to take pictures. People like how they look in just different ways, you know. But the saying that they had to do that, no, that's a pole hustle. Cardi B didn't have to do that. Now she's saying it didn't happen. It did happen. Oh yeah, it did happen. But that's not the first time that's probably the biggest, but that's not the first time that's actually happened. Maybe it happened to one person. They got a little bit greedy, started doing it to everybody else. But Cardi B is not mentioned. Or she's just not in the picture. It's just Constance Wu and Jennifer Lopez's characters, you know, their characters, you know, it's about them now. And Kiki Palmer and the other white girl, you know, because Kiki Palmer is really the comic relief. You really don't see that much of Lizzo. She plays the flute and strips on stage with a fuzzy hat, and that's it of them. When it starts to get real about the drugs and whatnot, yeah, Cardi B is out of the picture. I really don't feel like Hustlers was a good movie, a good stripping movie. For me, I felt like it was just a total hypocrisy and filled with double standards. And the reason why they didn't put her in an abusive home where she had to find a way out, or put her in an extreme situation where somebody passed her the drug, she did it, and that's like, no, this was all set up. This was all set up. We're going to rob these men. We're going to target them, and we're going to rob them. Okay, it had nothing to do with the area where they come from. It had to do with just girls versus boys, women versus men. We have to kill them because we're women and they put us down. That's not true. That's just a very biased, you know, kind of thing. Strippers want money. We know this. They're not going to dance for you and let you give them money. But there's other ways. I mean, it's just like if you're at a restaurant and you have somebody gives you the best service, you're going to tip higher. You're going to tip them higher than you would have somebody giving you a bad service. You probably wouldn't even tip them. Some people wouldn't. But it's the same thing like that when you're in a strip club. Okay? It needs to be some type of communication. Okay? She needed the money. The club promoter taking the money, taking most of the money that she's getting. She's new. She hooks up with J-Lo, and bam, there it is. Then J-Lo, that's when it turns. Like, why would you turn it all the way right there? That makes no sense. You making good money. She just showed you how to make good money. I don't believe that. Because as soon as the recession hit, or as soon as things went wrong in that particular club, you could have went to another club. You could have tried modeling. You could have tried acting. You could have tried several other things. Okay? It's not all about just stripping. You're just going to be a stripper. Some people want to be a stripper for the rest of their life, or the rest of their, you know, they look good or whatever. But I don't feel sorry for the character. That's just what I'm trying to say. I don't feel sorry for the character at all. I don't feel sympathy for her. And then trying to make it about friendship. The fact that they, you know, were both hurt, that's no excuse for that. They're trying to sweep that under the rug about all the drug and stuff. And yeah, because you, I tell you this, I tell you, you drug black man, okay, he coming after you, okay? Or he give you $20, he ain't going to let that go. It's going to be a fight in the club. He fighting the strippers. It doesn't matter. But they were going after rich, Wall Street type white men. Not saying that it's right what they did, but they're totally wrong. They didn't have to do that. That's pole hustle. That's a hustle I can't respect. Because if you were out there selling your body, okay, you wouldn't have to trick nobody into that. You wouldn't have to drug nobody into that. They would just give you money, you just sell the pussy, and that's how it go. But, or drugs, same thing. They coming to you for it, not you trying to take it from them. And the difference between Hustlers and Players Club is Players Club by on some realness, okay? She was raped. The girl giving her problems. She had to whoop that ass. And got her cousin raped too. Got her cousin raped by her brother. So it was, yeah, she had to beat that ass. And yeah, that ass had to be beaten. And everything was just, you know, it wasn't uplifting women. It was kind of downgrading women. Okay, that's the whole point of Player Club. I can respect that, even though that doesn't happen to every individual in every single club around the USA, or even other countries and whatnot. But yeah, there's a lot of stuff that they do that's exaggerated in movies, but that's an idea I can respect. This is an idea I can't respect. These are hoes. These are hoes. These are whores. These are funky bitches, as Pimp C would call them. I wish Pimp C was still alive today to call these bitches funky. Because this is exactly what it is. It's po hustling.